People have written stories about pandemics at least as far back as the Bible. Back then, mass outbreaks were understood as divine punishment for human transgressions. Our stories about disease have changed over time. Given the current threat of the coronavirus, we asked NPR's Netta Ulubi to find out what lessons could be learned from literature and film.
To be honest, when I first got this assignment, I thought, I don't get what the Bible, The Walking Dead, or Stephen King can contribute to this discussion.
Reports of the supposedly lethal flu epidemic continue to spread.
King's longest novel, The Stand, was filmed for TV 2 decades after it came out in 1978. Parts don't feel like fantasy today. It's about a weaponized biological agent that escapes from a U.S. military lab.
He says it'll probably mutate, but that's not going to help the people that catch it.
The Stand influenced a generation of writers, including Chuck Wendig. His pandemic novel Wanderers came out last year. Wendig combined social commentary with science fiction and horror. I asked him, what's the appeal of a story where nearly everyone gets sick and dies?
Bringing these things into a book is like, you know, an ancient summoning a demon into a summoning circle, because that's where you fight it.
But how does fiction fight something like disease? By helping us make sense of the world, says Jeff Barnaby. He's among many writers and filmmakers whose work looks at our compromised ecosystems, borders, and barricades.
You're dealing with the aftermath of globalism, and I think you're starting to see people make the link between the way you treat your environment and the way the environment treats you.
Which helps explain the enduring power of zombies. In Barnaby's new movie, Blood Quantum, zombies are part of a world where humans might be the real virus. But people with a certain amount of Native American heritage are immune from the zombie plague. It starts with reservation cops dealing with a messed up white guy. He's been brought in drunk and scabrous, shaking and barfing.
What's with the blood? Was this guy beat up when he came in?
He's been clutching his guts all night, and then he started...
Come on.
Director Jeff Barnaby belongs to the Mi'kmaq tribe. He points out that indigenous people have been telling stories about pandemics for generations.
And they've been dealing with disease since first contact, so they're well-versed in catastrophes.
Blood Quantum is screening in festivals, and it'll be on the horror movie channel Shudder later this year. Barnaby says stories about pandemics are almost inevitably about scapegoating and cultural anxieties. On Netflix right now, there's a pandemic drama called Containment, where a Syrian refugee in Atlanta is patient zero.
Tell her she can't touch him. He's infectious.
I think that's true in life and true in fiction. These pandemic films are showcases for xenophobia, you know, fear of outsiders.
Writers of color often turn to pandemics to explore historical injustice, says Maxie Montgomery, an English professor at Florida State University. She works on literature by Octavia Butler, Toni Morrison, and other Black women in which pandemics are a theme.
Smallpox, other viruses as well, that are linked inextricably to issues of slavery and colonization in ways that suggest that slavery has residual consequences that we've not fully recognized or acknowledged.
In these works, you see something missing from mainstream pandemic fiction and movies like Contagion, and that's the issue of who gets treated and who's excluded from institutional safety nets. In the work she looks at, Montgomery says the rescue never comes from a scientist, say at the Center for Disease Control or a university.
Or through modern medicine. It's always a matter of the characters reaching back
and fixing a deeper malady. That obviously exceeds public policy, but Montgomery says fiction can provoke questions that should guide us all.
How we see people who are afflicted by disease, how we respond to them in terms of human empathy.
Here's the thing about most pandemic stories like The Walking Dead or the novel Wanderers by author Chuck Wendig.
You know, I didn't want to write a book that was fatalistic or nihilistic in how it dealt with people.
These stories we tell about pandemics, he says, do not shy from darkness and death. But that's not what these stories are really about. They're about how best to survive. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.